Started at the Torahway, North West London, Thursday, 10th of 7th, 9th of June, Rav Dov Be'er Cowan, Shlita. Ve'yei Brocha, Birchas Kohanim in Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. This week's Torahway is sponsored by Family Silver, Elul Nishmas, Tzipora Bas Moshe, Kohen Olei HaSholom, whose Yad site was on Tuesday.
Good morning everyone. Good to see everyone here this morning. So the topic I chose today, I'm going to have to give a few opening remarks on this. It's for me an emotional topic. It borders on the emotional for me, and I'll explain why that is. I'm going to be talking about Birkas Kohanim, and I'm a Kohen. And for me, 10 years ago, my wife and I left Eretz Yisrael and moved to England, came to live here exactly 10 years ago this summer. And it's been very difficult. One of the hardest things for me personally when I left Eretz Yisrael was the fact that I gave up saying Birkas Kohanim every single day, something which I personally connected to very strongly. And even though the only sort of saving grace, so to speak, is that when I would daven Shacharis to the Minyan, I'd have to make sure I daven my own Shemona Esra fast, because oftentimes you have to make sure you finish in time to be able to get in time for a tzei to be able to do Birkas Kohanim, which means I can do longer shacharis on my own, be yichidus. But the downside of that is, as we're going to see today, that I'm missing out on a mitzvah doraisa, an asei doraisa. In fact, as we're going to see, three mitzvahs asei doraisa every single day. We're going to see that in a minute. We're going to see it in a minute. You're about to hold your horse. You're about to see it in a minute. Yes. Well, that's actually so. Being here in England and being in Chutz Laaretz, it's something which, again, there's an emotional feeling whereby I missed saying Birkas Kohanim, and I was always wondering as to why we don't say Birkas Kohanim in Chutz Laaretz. Something that I was always wondering about. And year after year, I said to myself, you know, this year I'm going to try and tackle the subject. This year I want to have a subject. Punked, this year I told myself, okay, it's happening. I have to, especially given that seeing so many Sephardi Minyanim around. I went to a few Bris Millers recently, and there was Sephardi Minyanim. And they asked me, you know, I went to Davin Shachas with them because there was a Bris there. And I got to the Birkas Kohanim. I thought, this is fantastic. I get to the Birkas Kohanim and go to Sephardi Minyanim. So my original thought was to talk about the whole topic of can a Kohen, an Ashkenazi Kohen, choose actively to go to Sephardi Minyanim to do Birkas Kohanim. I have to tell you, that's a whole interesting topic in itself, which is a Pandora's box, which I realized pretty soon could be a future Torahway shir, please God, I can put it together, which involves Inyan of Minhag, etc., etc. Instead, I kind of came back onto this whole topic of why is it that we don't say Birkas Kohanim in Chutz Laaretz. And again, here as well, I found myself opening up a whole, let's say, almost a Pandora's box of so many different shitas, so many interesting avenues to walk down. And I have to say, not to disappoint in advance, but I was left still with many, many questions. And I think we'll all be left probably with questions. There's not going to be any definitive answers. I'm just giving you a warning now on today's shiur. I don't think anyone will walk out of here saying, oh, now I understand, now I know the reason. I think there's many people who are still b'tmiyah about the whole thing. But let's go step by step. I've tried to present, I've made a source sheet, which I'll give out in a minute. Those watching online or listening, or maybe can get hold of it, I can try and give it out. I've tried to present some of the different makoros, and to go through and to try and understand as best we can, and maybe to have a little mahalach. There is at least one shita which I saw that I feel personally I can connect to that shita, and it gave me an element of nechama. First off, there's an interesting question. Where's the first place we see a mentioning of Birkas Kohanim, or at least a hint to Birkas Kohanim in the Torah? Where's the first time we see a hint to Birkas Kohanim in the Torah? Does anyone know the first place we even see a hint to Birkas Kohanim in the Torah?
In Parsha Shemini, with Aaron.
Okay, so Aaron HaKohen is right. So the first time we see actual Birkas Kohanim in the Torah is in Parsha Shmini, when Aaron HaKohen does the Avoda. But it's interesting, there is a Makor earlier than that, not necessarily mentioning Birkas Kohanim by name, but it's a hint, it's a remnant to Birkas Kohanim, which we see. Machi Tzedek, which is in, of course, Parsha Lech Lecha. There's an even earlier Makor than that, in the beginning of Parsha Lech Lecha. Anyone familiar with this?
No, we're not.
No, not yet. Okay, so that's, at this point I can give out the source sheets. Here we go. So if you want to pass these round, I always just say, as I do give the source sheets out, my little rule is, if you can, please, don't just read. You get some people, when they get the source sheet, they read ahead, read the whole thing out, and then You know, they've read it and finished. There's also just these ones I didn't get to staple, so just it's two pages. So just every two, it's two pages. You'll see. It's just I didn't get to staple these ones. Maybe there's a few same ones.
Okay, so the same ones.
The same ones, just not stapled. Those ones are stapled, unfortunately. So bear with me. We'll go through it together. And please, as I say, don't read through to the end. Let's go step by step by step. And we'll try and understand as much where they're coming around here. Okay, so the first place actually is a Bala Turim who is showing us that at the very beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. Okay, like I say, try not to read ahead too much. We see Parshas Lech Lecha at the very beginning. Yom Hashem El Avram, Lech Lecha Ma'at Zecham Lecha B'Beis Avicha El Aretz Shareka V'Esecha L'Goy Gadol V'Arechecha V'Ela Shemecha V'Ei Brocha Avaracha Mevarachecha Mekalecha Aor V'Nevechu V'Chal Kol Mishpachos Adama. So there already is V'Ei Brocha. The Torah Aruch there says Atati Habracha says to Avraham Avinu, you'll be the bracha Asher Yisbechu B'Chal Imo Yisimcha Elokim K'Avraham. Okay, so first of all, we're saying Avraham, you'll be the bracha that everyone will want. They'll place their bracha. It should be like Avraham. But the Bala Torah actually says something fascinating. He says on here, Avracha Mevarachecha, those who bless you, those who bless will be blessed. Says the Baal HaTurim, that's the Gematria, saying Gematria is Koyhanim Hamavarachim Banecha. Okay, so the Baal HaTurim is always saying there's some link here between Koyhanim and the Bracha that Hashem is giving to Avraham Avinu at the point of Lech Lecha, at the point of him leaving his land and going to live in Eretz Yisrael. And I'll come back to this in Meretz Hashem at the end of the Shir. Like I say, there was an element of Nechama for me, and this might be it. But we see somehow this link between Eretz Yisrael, Lech Lecha, this Avraham Avinu going on a journey, Avraham Avinu himself, and an element of Birkas Kohanim. Now, interestingly enough, when we see the Gemara, which in source D, the Gemara in Sota, Lamed Ches Amud Beis, there again we actually refer back to this pasuk in Lech Lecha. You see, Amar Bishu ben Levi, Minayin Shachosh Baruch Hu, Misave LeBirkas Kohanim. How do you know that Hashem is very desiring of Birkas Kohanim? Shlema, Misave Shmuel Bnei Yisrael. Hashem says, I want you to place my name on the Jewish people. Va'ani Varachem, and I will bless them. I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Kol Kosh Mevarach Misparach. Any Kohen that gives a bracha is himself receiving the bracha. The She'ena Misparach Mevarach Ein Misparach. But a Kohen decides not to give the bracha doesn't get the bracha. Shlema. Here's our pasuk again from Lech Lecha. Mevarachah, mevarachecha. Those who bless will be blessed.
What does it mean if he doesn't say it and he's in the minyan, not saying it, and the Kohen's blessing everyone, he won't get it?
It seems to be, yeah. Since he doesn't make the hishtadlus to the bracha, he won't get a bracha. And the Kohen has a mitzvah to do the hishtadlus, to do the bracha, and if he doesn't, decides not to, or he says, you know, I can't bother, or he doesn't try to, then he won't get the bracha.
What does the Shem Tzibah say in the Shemar Esra?
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that's okay. Okay, so we have to go step by step because you'll see at the end. We'll try and come back to the end. This is the takana we made that in Chutz Laaretz not say because Kohanim, but we'll go step by step. Okay, follow me. Here we go. Vamar Yishu ben Levi, Kol Kesherno Oile LeDuchan Oiveh B'Shloish Aseh. So this is where we start seeing the Gemara in Soita says there's three Mrs. Aseh involved with Birkas Kohanim. Kotevarchu, this again, all in this week's Parshas Nasois, I'm sure everyone here is familiar with this. Kotevarchu, Emolahem, the Sam Shemi. These three things. Kotevarchu, this is how you should bless the people. That's a mitzvah. Next one is Amor Lehem, say to them, the Kohen should say to the Jewish, the Am Yisrael, the following. And finally, V'sam Shmi, you should place my name on Am Yisrael. So these are three mitzvahs aseh. Let's go and see this now in some of the halachic svarim. So in Rambam, Hilchos Tefillah Birkas Kohanim, in source E that I brought for you here, Kol Kohen, She'ino Oile Laduchan, So it seems even worse if a Kohen decides, I'm not going to do because Kohen today, whatever, I can't do it. It's three, it seems to be three assays that he's being mevatel. As it says, Kod Vachos Bnei Israel, Amolahem, and Samushmi, as we just saw in the Gemara and Soit, but the Rambam is reflecting on that. Bechol Kohen, She'ino Mevarech, Eino Misparech, Bechol Kohen, Shema Mevarech, Misparech, Shema. Again, going back to the pasuk in Lech Lecha, right? Any Kohen that does give the bracha is receives the bracha himself, and who decides not to does not get the bracha.
But technically, he doesn't have to wait for Shmoneh Esrei. A Kohen can give a bracha whenever he wants.
Okay, so this again, so there are so many doors we could open as we go down this year. I'm telling you, I've spent many, many hours trying. Yes, there's the whole shaila as to whether the bracha, this idea of a kohen giving bracha, is something which is talu on the tefillah, because it's part of the avoidah, because it was actually the first time Aaron HaKohen gave that bracha was after he did the avoidah in the base of Mikdash. So the question, there's a lot of raid on this, is Birkos Kohanim something which is linked to tefillah and avoidah, or is it something that any time a kohen decides to give a bracha to somebody, he is actually performing this mitzvah? So it's an interesting backwards forwards. There are those who say both. Some say that any kohen that wants to give a bracha, when he gives a bracha, he is he's performing the mitzvah on the mitzvah. But others say no, because it's linked to avoida, because it's linked to tefillah, it has to be as part of the whole marechet of tefillah. And again, we'll see. Interesting enough, how that works in terms of musaf, etc. The Rambam says for mitzvahs, he puts mitzvah shekohanim levarechas Yisrael. Again, another place we see here, the Rambam telling us very clearly that it's a mitzvah to aseh. And the Sefer Chinuch in source G, mitzvah Birkos Kohanim b'chol yom. Interesting. So as someone there at the very front, here we'll start saying, I'm sorry about your name, but you are mentioning, is it every day? So yeah, it's a mitzvah b'chol yom, says the Sefer Chinuch. It's something the kohanim are meant to do every single day. And further on there in the Sefer Chinuch says, "V'noheges mitzvah zu b'chol makoyim u'v'chol zman b'kohanim ki aleha mitzvah zu levarech Yisrael." Now, when we read these, I don't know how many other kohanim I know. There's my esteemed, wonderful kohanic neighbor over there, Baruch, who helps me out so much with the wonderful chavrusa. But I don't know how many other kohanim are in the room here today, or listening online. Okay, right, it's okay, fine. So when we read this, it should be, it's very, very painful. It's a lot of tsar, because according to Sefer Chinuch, at least, Sefer Chinuch, of course, was living in Spain in the early Middle Ages. It seems to be very clear that there is a mitzvah aseh, three mitzvahs aseh, in fact, on a kohen every day that we are not doing when we live here in Chutz Laretz, that we are missing out on this mitzvah aseh d'oraisa by living here.
However, may I say that although you say that if a kohen doesn't do them, he does not get a bracha from the Eishter, nevertheless, the halacha very definitely is that if one feels even somewhat unwell, or doesn't feel they have the curve to hold up their arms, even though he could put them down during the chanting, but many people don't do so, that if he's not in the Beis HaMedrash, by the say, he has no fear whatsoever to do them, and I believe he still gets a bracha from the
Hold on. We've got quite a lot to still get through. I'm seeing the time. Hold on with me. We'll pause. Let's just go step by step, because we're going to talk about all these inyanim. We're going to talk about Tsar, we're going to talk about Avelis, we're going to talk about all different things in a second. Okay, so pause with me. All I want to say is just at this point, as you're with me here together, it seems very clear that there is a three mitzvahs aseh on the Koyen, and it's very shver. It's very, very shver as to how is it possible that Kohanim aren't doing this. We're not able to do mitzvahs aseh d'oraisa, three of them every single day. Where is the makor for at least Ashkenazi Jews in Chutz Laretz? We'll talk a bit later about Sephardi Jews as well, that we don't do. By the way, just again, I brought here and saw the Shah Tzion as well, an H. The Shah Tzion is it says very clearly here, the Chofetz Chaim is saying, Vida, in the second paragraph at the beginning, Vida, Tenisis Kapayim, but Chutz Laretz, who gum came Midoraisa. So it's actually, it is Midoraisa Chutz Laretz. But we're not, it's not like some people say, well, actually, and again, there is a raid there. There are some days that say it's Midorabanan, but see, the majority opinion is that it is still a Midoraisa in Chutz Laretz for Kohanim to be doing Birkos Kohanim. So again, it's Takashver. Why is it that we're not doing it? So the place where we see...
He includes everybody.
So let's go. So now the place where we're going to see the makor for this is actually brought down in the Beis Yosef. Brings it down actually from someone, he sees it in someone called the Agor. The Agor was Rabbi Yaakov Landau, who died in 1493. And the Agor is quoting the Maharil. Maharil lived 1365 to 1427 in Germany. And the Maharil, it seems to be the first place where he seems put down actually the reason why Kohanim stopped doing Birkos Kohanim. If you see in source I, Katav ha'agor shenishal ha'marim mulin, that's the maril. Lama ena koinim noisim kapeim b'chol yom, machashu mitzvahs aseh. Ve'yishiv mipnei, right, so I put the one and two, that's me. Number one, the first point is, she'minhag ha'koinim litzbol koidem, So first of all, the kohen took on a minhag to do tefillah, to go to mikvah before they would go to Birkas Kohanim. And it seems to be that in the winter it was cold, the waters were cold. So Kohanim, they would stop doing tefillah, so they're not doing tefillah anymore, they'll stop doing Birkas Kohanim. That's the first reason. One second. The base, taking the words right out of the base of Yosef's mouth. Number two, the gam matam bitul melacha. Another reason they say is bitul melacha, that because of Birkas Kohanim and Shul taking too much time, people that had work, everyone wanted to go. So for two reasons. One, this idea of tevila, and number two, because of bitul melacha, it seems to be that the Kohanim stopped saying Birkas Kohanim every day in Ashkenazi countries. Now, the base Yosef does not like this. He does not like this. He says here, again, so therefore, they say if a kohen's not asked to give the bracha, he's not over on the bracha. That's why if a kohen goes out before it's say, he's not over on the bracha, right? He's not over on in a veira by not giving the bracha. He has to be in the shul and he has to be called to give the bracha to actually do the mitzvah. Says the Beis Yosef, as you just said right now, you're bringing a chumrah to do tefillah, you're going to come to a kula. It doesn't make any sense, says the Beis Yosef. It doesn't make any sense at all that they would do this. And he doesn't like this at all. He says you're being over on three mitzvahs aseh kol yom because of a minhag that you take upon yourself to do tefillah. And he finishes by saying, the yasha koicham shel b'nei eretz yisrael v'chol machus mitzrayim. So the shekoyach to the people in Eretz Yisrael, they did not take this on, they don't do tevila, and they do their Birkas Kohanim every single day. And hence we see the Maharil, two reasons. Number one, they said no tefila, they took on to do tefila, and number two, because of bit malacha. He also gives a third reason, the Maharil, that talks about that maybe there'll be non-Jewish people in the shul, and therefore there's a czar there, there's a non-Jewish people that come to shul, sometimes they come to peek in what's going on, but they wouldn't come in Yom Tov, and therefore they only do it on Yom Tov. Okay? And there are other reasons given. Again, I looked around. There are a number of different reasons given. I couldn't go into every single one today. Maybe we'll come back and give a fuller, even go into different ones. The Beis Ephraim talks about, the Beis Ephraim who was in Brod, there, who talked about that this minhag goes back from even the time of the Maharam of Rottenberg. So at that point, he's writing in the mid, I think beginning of the 1800s, he said it was 500 years ago. So it's a very strong minhag for Kohanim not to do this. And he also says the reason there is because of Yichus, saying that Kohanim aren't Miyuchsin, and therefore you don't have a Chazaka who's a Kohen who's not. So maybe a Kohen getting up, he would do he would be a Tzar and he's not allowed to do it. And he'd be Bracha Levatala. All different questions there. So that's one reason. Another reason given is I saw another reason. Some people say that there was a problem of people's messianic talked about Shabbatai Tzvi, and this whole thing that Shabbatai Tzvi reinstated it, so they didn't want to. That was already obviously after Shabbatai Tzvi wanted to reinstate it, and they say that that's why Kohanim shouldn't go ahead and reinstate Birkos Kohanim. Having said this, it's still very, very, very schwer. It's very, very difficult to understand why we can mevatel Shlosh Mitzvos Aseh D'Oraisa for these reasons. I think for me personally, looking at the Darkei Moshe and the Ramah, is the one place where I got an element of Nechama. Again, who am I, me and Yakutin, to say who's right and who's wrong in this and to judge in any way. But it's just learning for me, again, it's an emotional issue. It's where I got Nechama from. So I got it from the era, from the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah. Darkei Moshe in Source J, if you take a look in Source J. He says here, V'ani omer ki atam shechashu hem levatel, hu haika. The reason is because of bitul melacha, ki machas bitul melacha la'am shebe'elu haaretzos shakonim va'am trudin b'michiyasan b'galusan ve'ein la'am nefanes b'nei beisam ki im alechem asher yikotu b'zeyos apam tevah yom b'yoymo v'hem trudin l'michiyasan ve'einam shiruin b'simcha. Seems to be that dafka in Ashkenazi countries, and we'll have to discuss this, dafka in Ashkenazi countries seem to the yidn, where it was so tough, it was so hard to make a living, to eke out your daily bread, it was so tough, so hard, that basically the yidn were not besimcha, they couldn't be besimcha. And it seems very clear that you have to be besimcha in order to do Birkas Kohanim, as we kind of just were touched on before. You have to be in a state of simcha in order to give it over. Says that the Darkei Moshe, even on Shabbos, They're still thinking about somehow what might be, and they can't be in Ikka Simcha. There's no even Simcha on Shabbos. Only, it seems to be, on Yom Tov. Why? V'samachta v'chagecha. The pasuk says, V'samachta v'chagecha. You should be happy on the Chag. And therefore, the Chag, the Yom Tov, gives that element of Simcha, that only on Yom Tov can a Kohen actually reach the level of required Simcha to be able to give a bracha to Am Yisrael. Very fascinating. We learn out from this a few things. Number one, just how important the Simcha of Yom Tov is, how powerful the Simcha of Yom Tov is, that even on a Shabbos, a Kohen somehow can't reach that level of Simcha, but on Yom Tov, he is able to.
Well, these are reasons why they didn't, why they shouldn't. What's stopping people doing it?
Well, it seems to be this. The minhag is taking place. There's a minhag. This is exactly. There's many. We're going to see that a lot of people have a problem with it. It seems to be the minhag came in, they stopped doing Brikas Kohanim, and the Achmash is explaining why they don't do it. I mean, and since the minhag became the minhag, it stopped. Now Yidden Kohanim can't do it anymore. Again, maybe we'll talk about it here. You know, we do see that there have been times since then that people have thought about trying to reinstate it. I'm sure people will be familiar with the fact that Vilna Gaon wanted to reinstate Birkas Kohanim. And he was very adamant that he was going to do that. And we see that Tziv talks about this, that he heard from his in his family, that Rabbi Yitzhak Volozhin, I think it was his father-in-law, who tells us how what happened in Vilna was that Vilna Gaon decided he was going to reinstate Birkas Kohanim, and then he was put into prison. At that time, there was the whole backwards and forwards. The Hasid Misnagdim was put into prison, and that they still decided anyway to try and do Birkas Kohanim, and that night half of the town burnt down in a fire. And he thought it was a Simon Shemayim, not to go ahead with Birkas Kohanim. That didn't stop him, tried again. He found a Kohen Miyuchas, and found this Kohen, I think Binyamin, it was Binyamin a Kohen, and they found a Kohen Miyuchas, said, "You will do Birkas Kohanim tomorrow," and he died overnight, the Kohen died over that night. So this time they saw it was some sort of Simon Mishamayim. Rabbi Yisrael Salant is not happy with this. He asks a question. Who says that we should look at simanim down here, little spooky things on earth? Who says that should stop us if we believe something should be halacha? Lo b'shamayim he. Who says that they should have stopped it? However, they see that somehow the Vilna Gaon in his time, he wanted to reinstate it, but he was stopped from doing it. So it's very, very shver. The whole, I'm just, as I said at the beginning of the shir, the whole topic is difficult to understand. But one thing we do see is the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah. Take a look at the Ramah here. Now the Ramah in source K. So some speak then Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz, that's when we get the ability to be able to do it. Again, we do see the power of Simcha, but we still have to ask a question, which is, what about Eretz Yisrael? So we see that we saw very clearly the Darkei Moshe and the Mariel.
I think probably also worth pointing out about the fact that there's a Sheina when Yom Tov falls on Shabbos.
Oh yeah, there's a way when Yom Tov falls on Shabbos. Again, there's so much more. I made this source sheet, I put more in. I had to take it out because of time. I'm seemingly running out of time now. There's so much more to discuss. I want to just bring out an Ikka point. But yes, there's even a question when Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, should, because of Tefillah, there's a whole discussion as to even then, should, and that's why some people don't have Minhag to do Birkas Kohanim, even in Chutz La'aretz. When Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, I think some Hasidim have that minhag not to do Birkas Kohanim when Yom Tov falls on Shabbos. They don't do it. It's because there's maybe Oina, there's mitzvahs Oina to be their wives, and therefore they may be with their wives. They'll stop being their wives on Friday night because they don't think they get to do tefillah in the morning, and so for therefore, so it's okay. The Ikka point I want to bring out, though, I've got 5 minutes, and I want to bring out an Ikka point here. So sorry, let's speak at the end, though, because there is. Like I said, there's so much here.
We'll do a part two,
it seems. But the point I wanted to get, and this brings again to the point of Nechama for me. The question is, like, Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have problems with Tirda, but like we see very clearly in the 13th, 1400s, around the same time as the Maharil, it was very tough for the Eretz Yisrael as well. It wasn't that it was easier. You could say Tevila, the weather was a bit warmer, but anyone who's been in Yerushalayim in the winter will know it can be very, very cold there. But again, why is it that somehow it was only in Arte Ashkenaz, and specifically, that they took this minhag? Why not in Eretz Yisrael? By the way, even though Sephardim do it every day, the minhagim by Sephardim changes from place to place, and there are certain places, Tunisia, for example, Turkey, and other places where they don't do duchening every single day. They also took on not to do it, which is, again, when we see that it's a mitzvah daraisa. So what is it? Why is it the Eretz Yisrael that never happened? It never even happened in the first place to stop doing Birkas Kohanim Bichlal in Eretz Yisrael. Even though it seems to be the same reasons would have applied to the Yidden living there. In the 13, 1400s, 1500s, it was very difficult for the Jews to eke out a living in Eretz Yisrael. But we took on Natz Ashkenaz. On this, I am indebted to my good friend Rav Yaakov Hamer. I was discussing with him, and he pointed out this beautiful piece from the Alexander Rebbe in Source M. We see in Source in L. I bring this is from Parshas Kisavoy. It says Vayaki Savoy laaretz. The Orach Chaim there says Amov Vahaya Lashon Simcha. Vahaya is Lashon Simcha. Laish Ein Lismach Ela. Yeshivas Aretz, the Ikas Simcha, you can't really be happy unless you have a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, unless you're living in Eretz Yisrael. Aderech Omro and Tehillim, Az Yimale Tzchok Pino. Only there in Eretz Yisrael will you be able to have full and Ikka joy and we live in Eretz Yisrael. So when you look at Source M, which is again the Sif Imre Nachem from the Alexander Rebbe, Zatzal, there he says something fascinating. He says, V'zenu chalev'er mashikatav rochaim, HaKadosh al HaPasuk, V'haya kisav al Aretz, Amor la, Amar vahaya lashon simcha, la'yesh ein simsmoch eila b'yeshivas aretz. Adarech omro al tehillim, azim ha'asubino, v'alif ya simcha efsharis rak, kashe hegi adam l'shleimus, she'az eino shum da'agavu b'simcha. Komo she'rich b'zeh ha'maral, because those who are familiar with the Maral says in a number of places that the Ikka Simcha comes through Shlemus. And the only Shlemus seems to be when you are in Eretz Yisrael. That's the only place you can feel true and complete Shlemus in Eretz Yisrael. And for time reasons, I'll just jump. He says, in the second paragraph, Zoh Shiftiach Gosh Bechu, La'avram Avinu, let's go back to the beginning how we started. Ve'yi Bracha, Ki Shetiyah Be'Eretz Yisrael. That's why in Lech Lecha, when he's told, go to Eretz Yisrael, you'll be a bracha in Eretz Yisrael because you can only have your true, complete shleimus and simcha when you come to the Lamb, when you come to Eretz Yisrael. That's when you'll be vei bracha, only when you're there. Ask the cholis chos levracha ki ein bracha shura, ein of a makom shalem. You can only get a bracha in the place which is shalem, as he says in the Zohar as well. Vezeu vehei bracha ois yois vehaya, which is like the same of vahaya ki savoy, vahaya vehei. This gives me an element of nechama. Again, like I said, there's so much more to discuss in this topic. But it just made me feel that, you know, at the end of the day, it's very hard to be living here in Chutz Laaretz. And, you know, the idea of, we see something like this says that really the Ikka Simcha, you can only get Ikka Simcha, the Shlemus of Eretz Yisrael. It must be that when it comes to Chag, when it comes to Yom Tov, we are able to, the Shur, there's some element of Shlemus that comes to us, even here in Chutz Laaretz. That's why we need 2 days of brought down the Arizal, that why is it that you have 1 day Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael? You should have 2 days Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael as well. Because the power of Eretz Yisrael is that in 1 day you get enough. Whereas here we have 2 days, but the power of Simcha of Yom Tov seems to be able to lift us up, lift up our level. At the end, I wanted to show you, this isn't a Raya Ledova, but it's a He'ara Ledova. It's very interesting just to see that even an Ovel, even though we pass in an Ovel, if you take a look in Source N, then Achas Shiva, you may have Elus Noise Kapav, the Shulchan Aruch says after this Shiva, a Kohen can do Duchening. The Ramah says there, Yishamim Dechozman Avelus Afilo Ad Yud Beschodesh Al Aviv, you don't do Duchening. So in Ashkenazim, don't Duchen the whole year. You see, I brought here in the final, I saw this in the Deer Shoe in the Mishnah Berurah. It's fascinating to see that in Yerushalayim, the Minhag is even in the Shiva, a Kohen can do, even during Shiva, a Kohen can do Birkas Kohanim. Even and then in Yerushalayim, even in Shiva, you can do it. Seems to have it. Even, there's such an Ikka element of Shlemus and Simcha somehow in Eretz Yisrael that even somehow it seems to be that even an Ovel. Again, it's not a raya. I'm not trying to raise a raya. It's just an interesting ha'ara. There's something about Yerushalayim, the makor of everything, the center of every point in the world, Yerushalayim, center of all shleimus, that there's an element of simcha. So we come out of this. There's still problems. It's unended. This is still takashver. But again, just to go through, we brought the Maharil, we brought the reasons he gave. There's so much more to discuss, so much more to see. But we see that this the reason why so many Yidden over the years wanted to reinstate Birkas Kohanim, there's... It says that in Sefer Bahir, אמר יוחנן, מה דכתיב, היה כאשר ירים משה ידו וגבה ישראל, כאשר יניח ידו וגבה מלך, מלמד שהעולם נצקיים בשביל נשיא כפיים. Somehow, the whole world is enduring because of Nesis Kapayim. It's such a strong, amazing, powerful bracha of Nesis Kapayim, which is why so many great people of the years have been misavah. They're just so desperate to try and get Birkos Kohanim back. We should be zoicha, all of us, to the Gula Shlema, where all the Kohanim will be returning back to the Avodasam, and we will all be able to receive that bracha together. Thank you. It's a good question. It's a good question. It's about the Rebbe seems to be saying that.
You mean now?